Testosterone boosting tip number 4. Optimize vitamin D intake. A production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Vitamin D is an incredibly important hormone, which belongs to the steroid family just like testosterone, DHEA, and estrogen. Vitamin D plays an integral role in male sexual function, most notably promoting the normal formulation of sperm nuclei. As a result of its importance in sperm structure, healthy vitamin D levels are also associated with sperm viability and the number of sperm that are produced. Link between vitamin D and testosterone. There is also a strong correlation between testosterone and vitamin D. Men that are deficient in vitamin D are much more likely to experience testosterone deficiency than men that get enough of the nutrient in their diet. Healthy vitamin D levels are also associated with enhanced libido. Studies have shown that obese and overweight males experienced enhanced testosterone production after a year when treated with supplemental vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency is a major issue in American society. In the United States today, millions across the country don't get sufficient vitamin D, and the condition is also a problem in many other societies, which have become increasingly sedentary or industrialized in the past 50 years. Many medical experts consider vitamin D deficiency to be at epidemic levels in America. Vitamin D is produced naturally by the human body when exposed to sunlight, but many areas don't produce enough sun. And many Americans don't take the time to expose themselves to the moderate sunlight that they need to produce vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency is currently in epidemic levels in the United States and other regions of the world, largely because people do not spend enough time in the sun to facilitate this important process of vitamin D production. Also, aging women become more susceptible to vitamin D deficiency as they begin to produce the nutrient less effectively. Vitamin D deficiency testing. Many people also naturally have issues producing enough vitamin D, not necessarily related to age. There's a simple test which can reveal your body's vitamin D levels, known as the 25-hydroxyl vitamin D test, a molecule also known as 25-OHD. What are optimal vitamin D levels? The final opinion regarding optimal vitamin D concentration in the human body is far from settled. In the recent past, the general recommendation was 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter, but further evidence has encouraged recommendations to increase to 50 to 70 nanograms per milliliter. How can I get my vitamin D? The most effective way to increase your vitamin D production is to step out into the sun for a brief period of time in the hours before and after noon. 10 or 15 minutes of sunlight is fine for most people. Longer than 15 minutes without protection, and you put yourself at risk of sun damage. Showing your face and your arms to the sun is enough, although going out in shorts is even better. Vitamin D supplementation suggestions. If you are in a location where such a concentration of sunlight is not an option, you can also turn to vitamin D3 supplementation. A number of foods are fortified with vitamin D as well. Recommended daily value for vitamin D is 800 IU, but this also assumes you are getting the sunlight that you need each day. Studies show that in order to boost vitamin D concentrations in the body to get 40 nanograms per milliliter, it can take as much as 8,000 IU. This article is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. We hope you found this article informative, and we encourage you to visit our website for more information regarding health, wellness, and hormone replacement therapy. Thank you very much.